Coast AM on News Radio WTAM 1100.
From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning and good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on the show, we have investigative reporter Linda Moulton Howe, as she joins us to talk about the possible rumors of a testicular-kicking centaur playing basketball in the Bay Area. But first, is the Earth actually flat? Kyrie Irving from the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers joins us next on Coast to Coast AM.
Hello, everyone. This is former Cleveland Cavaliers player Zydrunas Ilgauskas, and I'm speaking to you about the need for a safe, reliable food source. You know times are hard in the world right now, and we might be under attack at any moment. That's why I invest in the finest rations from NatureSource.com. NatureSource.com's end times rations are perfect for withstanding any form of nuclear attack. Do you know that the United States is 99% likely to be invaded by China in the next 4 months? If you get together $39.95 right now, you can get a free 3-month supply with a continuing subscription for the next 12 years, which should be enough to withstand a Chinese invasion, the takeover of our country by the Illuminati, the reptilians taking control of the planet, or many more other catastrophic things that could happen to us at any moment. This is why you need to have dried food in your bomb shelter. Go now and use my free promo code as Zydrunas right now and get your free 3-month supply. You'll want to be eating when the world has gone to hell.
Pal Allen here for Growth X, the only body cream with stem cells. As an elderly citizen, I am constantly sore and aching, and sometimes my copper brace cannot do what it needs to do to hold me up. That's when I reach for GrowthX. It's an all-natural hormone made from deceased stem cells, which increase blood flow and productivity for senior citizens. It's truly a miracle drug. Go now to GrowthX.net and order your free 30-day supply. You won't regret it. This is Pal Allen, and my life has gotten a lot better since I found GrowthX.
What's one investment that never goes out of style? That's gold, and you need gold for the coming global apocalypse. I'm Jay Montgomery Brown from Tennessee Bullion Incorporated, and if you go to my website right now at jmbbullion.biz.co.toe, you can get your free investor's guide. Find out how to get all your money into gold bars that the government cannot take from you. When the world has gone to hell and all you have are your wits and your gun, you're going to wish you had gold to barter for. It's a known fact that in the upcoming global apocalypse, the only currency that will be accepted is not made by any of the false governments created by man, but instead the only currency created by the Lord God himself, and that's pure gold. So go on to my website right now at jmbbullion.biz.co.toe or call right now 1-888-FRE, that's FREGOLD. That's FREGOLD, and tell them J. Montgomery Brown sent ya.
Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie. Is the Earth round? Ancient man assumed the Earth was flat. Everything spun around it, and it wasn't a sphere. But modern science tells us that is not the case, and subscribes to a heliocentric theory of the Earth and other planets in our solar system and extended universe. But recently, the flat Earth theory has gained popularity amongst professional athletes in the NBA, including our upcoming guest, Kyrie Irving. Over the weekend, he created quite a stir when he claimed that the Earth was flat. And as you know, on Coast to Coast AM, we believe in an open mind and understanding. So with that, please welcome my guest, Kyrie Irving, to explain just exactly how the Earth is flat. Kyrie, how are you?
Okay, you believe the Earth is round?
Well, we're going to get to that right away. Isn't that the question for you?
Yeah, no, the Earth is flat. Earth is flat.
It's flat?
Anything that you have a particular question on, okay, is the world flat? Is the Earth flat or round?
It's a fascinating subject to consider, but one where I may have to fall in line with what's considered common knowledge.
All these things that particular groups, I won't even pinpoint one group, that they almost offer up this education. The fact that in our lifetimes that there are so many holes and so many pockets.
In history?
History is history, and it's happened long before us, and it's going to happen after us. And it always repeats itself somehow, in some way. But I have a very firm belief that what they're putting out in front of us is there for a reason. It just depends on whether you want to believe in the truth or not. Exactly. The fact that they can make all these movies with alien descriptions and really brain power, and this is just creative things that we're going to put out to everybody, to what?
So then, Kyrie, you're saying that this flat Earth, it's knowledge that's been lost to us and somehow covered up over the years?
But I mean, if you really think about it from a landscape of the way we travel, the way we move, and the fact that, can you really think of us rotating around the sun and all planets aligned, rotating in specific dates, being perpendicular with what's going on with these planets? And the truth is right there. You just got to go searching for it. These things that ultimately used to put me in fear, and this thing, and it used to be like, oh, man. It makes you not want to question it naturally because of how much information you actually can figure out and how much information there actually is out there. Because it's right in front of our faces. I'm telling you, it's right in front of our faces. They lie to us.
Who are they? Reptilians? The Greys? The Bilderberg Group?
Kobe's been very influential in my life.
It seems like you're quite confident about this.
What it really came down to for me was everything that was particularly thrown in front of me, I had to just be like, okay, look, this is all a facade. Like, this is all something that they ultimately want me to believe in that is true, whether or not or whatever. But now there is a certain aspect of life in which I want to tell people about, which is this true journey of really becoming a complete individual in total freedom of thought.
Very true, and that's something we could all take to heart. Thank you for your time, Kyrie, and good luck with the rest of your basketball season. Later on the show, we have Linda Moulton Howe upcoming, but first, is Boban Marjanovic a Yeti? Next, on Coast to Coast AM.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.